Here's a song that I used to sing with the Jack Ruan band when we used to tour the UK and America. I didn't sing it much at home because it wasn't called for. But when we used to tour with the band, this was my job to sing a lot of the Irish songs. And this is Noel McLaughlin. Now, we haven't had Noel on our programme too much before, but we're going to rectify that now. Here he is, and he's telling us all about Little Bridget Flynn.
I've an isolated house and a cow or two of grass. I've a plant garden running by the door. I've a shelter for the hens and the stable for the ass. Now what can a man want more? I don't know, maybe so, but a bachelor is easy and he's free. And I've lots to look after and I'm living all alone, but no one's looking after me. My father often tells me I should go and have a try to find a girl that owns a bit of land. I can tell the way he says it that there's someone in his eye, and my mother has the whole thing planned. I don't know, maybe so, but 'twould mollify them greatly to agree. Now there's little Bridget Flynn, she just her I'd love to win, but she never has an eye for me. Now there's a little girl that's worth her weight in gold, and that's a decent dowry, can't you see? And I mean to go and ask her just as soon as I get bold, if she'll come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye for me.
Taken from an album in which he sings some Scottish and some Irish songs, that was Noel McLaughlin and his interpretation of Little Bridget Flynn. And let me immediately say to you that I didn't sing it as well as that when I was with the Jack Ruan band. Now, we've also spoken on the programme about the various types and styles of music. We've done that, Joe. But this is one of the old-time songs that I love. And I've said it many, many, many times on Sounds Irish, one of the songs that my mother used to sing. She never knew the words of all the songs. She never knew all the words of the songs, I should say. But she had a good idea, and she aroused in us a great interest in songs and lyrics and various old-time songs. And this is Frank McCaffrey telling us all about that little grey home in the West.
When the golden sun sinks in the west, and the toil of a long day is o'er, though the road may be long, in the lilt of the song, I forget I was weary before. Far ahead, where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest. And the toils of the day will be all charmed away in my little grey home in the west. that will welcome me in. There are lips I am burning to kiss. There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven itself, though it's only a tumble-down nest. But with love brooding there, why no place can compare with my little gray home in the west. But with love brooding there, why no place can compare with my little gray home in the west.
I think the last time I played that song, Little Gray Home in the West, it was the Dermot O'Brien version. Remember, we heard Dermot earlier on in the programme. That was Frank McCaffrey, and a lovely version too, methinks.
Thank you.
Well, there you heard that wonderful fiddle player Eileen Ivers play for us The Red-Haired Lass. Yes, I am aware that it was a bit longer than we normally have, but it was too good to fade. And certainly this one is too good to fade because I've been playing for you the Irish Sopranos of late. And this is another track from one of their albums. And it just happens to be one of my favourite songs. I do it all the time on Sounds Irish. And why not? And this is their interpretation. And before I play it, I know one of my dear listeners loves this track as well. She's expressed her liking for it before. Here, this is the Irish Sopranos and the Garton Mother's Lullaby. These girls can certainly sing.
Sleep.
Simply beautiful there, the Irish Sopranos and the Garton Mother's Lullaby. Now I'm going to explain to you a little bit of Irish, what shall we call it, culture. As you are aware, I lived in Ballina for many years, well, 7 years to be honest with you. When I was first married, I lived in an apartment that overlooked the Market Square in Ballina. And on the first Friday of every month, we used to have what was called Fair Day, in which the farmers from the outlying places brought in their cattle and pigs and chickens and hens and ducks and what have you. And there were also lots of stalls set up in the square. Now, it started really early, about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. So you'd be wakened up with the sound of cattle mooing, or what is it, lowing, that's it. And well, by the time midday came along, the aroma was quite pungent from the square, as you can imagine. But there was always bargaining being done and things being bought and sold. And it was towards the evening when they moved into the pubs, probably. This is a piece that was somebody we haven't had on the programme before, Sean Walsh. And he's telling us all about the fair in Dunmore, which is in County Galway. And when I heard this track the other day, and by the way, it is a rather long track, but nevertheless, it brought back those days to me, all those years ago, and the Market Square in Ballina. And if any of our exiles are listening, and I'm sure they will have the same sort of memories, particularly if they're from the rural parts of Ireland. Here we are, Dunmore Fair.
To go back to old Ireland once more. In my dreams I used to ramble round the town of Dunmore, where I sat on the bridge and watched the clear waters flow, near the place I was born many long years ago. Many hours I spent watching the farmers prepare the sheep and the cattle to bring to the fair, till of o'er and kerchief, sleeve and gloomore, sure they drove them on foot to the fair and more. I helped with the driving at the first light of day, the birds they were singing as we went upon our way. Oh, weary and tired, sure I did not care, in my heart I was singing, I'm going to the fair. When we reached the fair green, sure we could not get in. It was filled with herds of cattle and big hefty men, from Tube to Glen and Maddy and from Milltown and Clonfad, all shouting and a-swearing till I thought they were all mad. From Castle Street to the barracks, from the square to Zion Hill, droves of fine sheep, sure the streets they did fill. In the wind and in the rain, for hours they did stand, till the bargains they were made with the clap of the hand. Noisy jackchapes, they had stalls everywhere, surrounded with people to look at their wares. They had jugs and fine china, hot cups and hot nuts, ornaments, babies, rattles, sugar bowls and chamber pots. As you walked down the street, the clothes stall you would pass, a trousers and a jacket you could wear going to mass, a cap and top coat you could wear on the job. You could dress like a king if you had a few bob. I helped with the driving at the first light of day, the birds they were singing as we went upon our way. Oh, weary and tired, sure I did not care, in my heart I was singing, I'm going to the fair. Come shine, sure we always had fun. For a tanner you could buy yourself a bag of hot buns. You could load up the ass cart with bargains galore if you spent a few quid at the fair and more. On the big market day, all the women they were there with their cartload of hens. Sure, they filled up the square. The geese and the turkeys all squawking together to have a last fling while they still had a feather. The pubs, they were crowded. You've never seen such a mob. You get a medium for tuppence and a pint for a bob. Musicians and street singers outside every door. Sure, they came from all over to the fair and the moor. I helped with the driving at the first light of day. The birds, they were singing as we went upon our way. Oh, weary and tired, sure I did not care. In my heart I was singing, I'm going to the fair. Now times they have changed since I left my old home. Since I stepped on the train and I started to roam. Although I now live on a far distant shore, I still miss the crack at the fair and the moor. I helped with the driving at the first light of day. The birds, they were singing as we went upon our way. Oh, weary and tired, sure I did not care. In my heart I was singing, I'm going to the fair. In my heart I was singing, I'm going to the fair.
Now I like that because that's a genuine sort of Irishy type folk song, if you so wish, and the fair in Dunmore. Now here's another Irish icon in the music scene anyway. It's Dolores Keane and The Storm in My Heart.
The stormy winds and the raging seas, the driving rain, it lashes my face, it breaks all my bones and burns my skin and delivers me to this place. You bind up my wounds with your healing hands. You whisper sweet words all in the dark. You raise me up and you calm me down. You're starting the storm in my heart, a storm in my heart, a storm in my heart. You're starting a storm in my heart. The ghosts are there behind my back, racing clouds on a lonesome shore that leave the spirit bright. You touch the pulse and lift the clouds. You whisper sweet words all in the dark. You chase away the hunger. You're starting a storm in my heart, a storm in my heart, a storm in my heart. You're starting a storm in my heart. The timber is weak and the sails are torn, ready to betray my loving trust.
makes the rope around my neck and deliver me to my rest. I fall forever in the night. You whisper sweet words all in the dark. You break the line of time.
Now, there's one lady who came from a family of musicians, her mother, her aunts, her brother, and traditional music. And she's turned her voice to singing all types and styles of music. Dolores Keane there, and The Storm in My Heart. That's one of her, one of my favourite tracks of hers. And now it's the turn of John Kelly. I've become a big fan of John Kelly, not simply because he's from County Mayo, but I think he has a lovely voice, a sort of a deepish voice, and he sings some lovely songs, including this one.
There's a land decree across the sea, you'll miss it someday yet. There's a memory you'll cherish and you never will forget. If you want to know just where to go to fill that endless dream, find the land they call Old Innisfail, that little isle of green. It's filled with peace and beauty from nature's open doors. From its mountains soaring in the sky to its valleys down below, and its forests tall stand over all the finest ever seen. Sure you won't forget the folks you've met on that little isle of green. Other eyes have seen its beauty, other lips have spoke its praise, of its mansions and its castles, the scenes of bygone days. And every heart beats faster for an Irish colleen as she sings so sweet where the waters meet on that little isle of green. St. Patrick loved this land above all others he had seen, and the emigrant returns to it no matter where he's been. As he makes his way to his cottage gray beside the old Boreen, sure he's glad he came to see again the little isle of green. Sure he's glad he came to see again that little Isle of Green.
John Kelly, bringing our programme to a close this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a great time. Me and my dog, who incidentally has gone asleep. So I don't think that maybe he was expressing an opinion. However, I hope you've enjoyed this week's Sounds Irish. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Don't worry about my name. It's a little bit confusing for some people when they're sending emails just because my name's not in it. No, that won't be necessary. Just the address there, Everton274, blah, blah, blah. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. And please God, we'll be all together again next week. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And this is Joe Bollard saying, take good care of yourselves and of one another. And until next week, God bless. Travel safely. Shalom. Bye.